Thank you, Linda. I'm glad to be here tonight. As we know, we hear the news everywhere. Everything is kind of upside down in any form or shape. And it's kind of, jittery for a lot of people. And in that notion, I was inspired to talk about God is everywhere. And God is in little things and big things. And for us, instead of caught up with all commotions out there, it's a good reminder that we give thanks and gratitude to what we have, even as small and mundane things that we are able to do every day. And bring that awareness that God is in everything around us and what we do. And we are sometimes take it for granted with little things that we are able to do, washing, our teeth or walking and things like that. We take it for granted. And this is a good reminder that, we start giving thanks for these little things and what we have. And what it actually helps, then we are going to be in that present moment that everything happens in that moment. And then we can be bringing to ourselves more of the good things that we are asking. Because that way we can raise our vibration and energy when we are in that place of gratitude and thanks and acknowledging what we have. So I was inspired to talk about that tonight. And the title is How I Know God is Working Even in the Little Things. And this one is by Jasmine Stamper. Imagine this. It is a beautiful spring day. The weather is perfect. The trees are blooming. The flowers are blooming everywhere, and you are just relaxing. You've got your favorite snack with you, and you're doing something you love, whether that's just sitting or reading or having fun with someone you adore. Then all of a sudden, you get a call or a text with some big news. It is about that big thing you've been praying for. It is finally happening. Oh, how you may send. Start to praise God. But let's backtrack for a second. What about the fabulous weather and the beautiful day or the great time you were having? Did you thank God for those moments? God is working in those too. What happens when we stop looking for God in those little moments and acts? What happens when we forget to thank God for the miraculous and seemingly mundane? God may be a miracle worker, a deliverer, great high priest, and mighty God, but he is also God of peaceful afternoons, of subtle beauty, of small details, of quiet moments, and of little things. God is working in all things, not just the big momentous things. He has a history of using small things to accomplish big things and to change lives. But do we recognize it, do we recognize it when God is working in the little things? Hebrews 13 says, Jesus, the Anointed One, is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus never changes. He's been using little things, moments, actions, objects, people to do amazing things in the lives of his people for a long time. I also see how he continues to do so today. And since he is always the same, he's going to keep on bringing big results out of the small things tomorrow. Jesus is the same yesterday. We can see how in Bible times, God very often worked using the small things to accomplish big things. Here are some ways God used small things long ago to make a big impact. Mustard seed and the faith. Do you know how small a mustard seed is? It's only 1 or 2 millimeters long. Yet Jesus said that is in that if your faith is as big as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Jesus and 5 loaves and 2 fish. God used some pretty small portions to feed a lot of people. When the disciples told Jesus that they should send the crowds away for food, Jesus told the disciples to feed 5,000 men and their families with just 5 pieces of bread and 2 fish, and they did. Once Jesus blessed the food, the disciples handed out foods to everyone there and had 12 bags left over. David and 5 stone. You may have heard the story of David and Goliath. God not only used some small rocks to take out a giant, but he also used David, who was the youngest and smallest of his brothers. Seriously, David's own family overlooked him when Samuel came to anoint the next king. But David did defeat Goliath, became king, and is known as big as being a man after God's own heart. A widow and some olive oil. God used a small amount of olive oil to help a widow pay off her husband's debts. After her husband died, this widow came to Elisha and told him that creditors were coming to collect their debt, and all she had was a small jar of olive oil. After collecting empty jars from her neighbors and doing what Elisha told her to, the widow poured her olive oil into the jars from her neighbors. She filled each and every jar and was able to sell the oil for money. I could keep going. Nothing and no one is too small for God to use. The Bible shows us over and over again how often God used minor things and small people. But it doesn't end there. Jesus is the same today and is still working through little moments, people, and things. I asked a few people about the small ways they have seen God working in their lives recently. Here are just a few stories from people who have seen God move through small moments for them. Nellie experienced God as she started letting herself feel more emotions. I remember talking to my counselor, and all of a sudden I could feel sadness. I embraced that emotion. From then on, I allowed myself to feel everything in situation rather than lock my emotions up. God created joy, happiness, and sorrow, emotions, and all of them are a gift from God. So why not embrace that? Sarah had a moment with God outside. I love nature and animals. And a little while ago, I told God that I really wanted to see a deer. He showed me one when I least expected it. I am an intern at my dream job. And right now, there is not a position for me at the end of my term. I really feel called here, but one day my mentor helped me realize I may be called for only a season. When I was leaving work that afternoon, I looked at the trees near the parking lot and saw a deer. And in that moment, I felt really serene and at peace. God used that deer to comfort me and remind me that He is working and cares about me. My coworker Robbie experienced God every morning when he gets to the shower. Do you want to know one of the best parts of my day? It is my morning shower. I love starting my day with a heart posture of gratitude. God didn't have to bless me with a shower of fresh hot water, but He did. I also just think about a friend of mine who told me always to be thankful for toilets. Most people in the world don't have modern plumbing, and so every time he flushes, he is grateful. So next time you are in your bathroom using any of your plumbing fixtures, thank God. Me and the glitchy Google Doc. I was editing an article and needed to transfer it to a different document. When I looked back at it, my paragraph had disappeared, and all I was left with was one sentence. Panic sets in. I knew there was more, but it all vanished. I was really confused. Then I started thinking about how I might appear to God and others sometimes. Jesus came to give us a life of abundance, abundant joy, peace, love, strength, and hope. He's constantly pouring into us and filling us up. But when other people look at me, which version of the document do I look like? Do they see me thriving in abundance or living in lack? That was a good question, actually. I like that very much. A friend of mine from Life Group, Kirby, saw God move through a kind act. I'm a server, and one day I had a customer really bless my brother and me. My brother had been going through a rough season, and that day in the particular wasn't a great day for him. He walked 2 miles to see me at work, and I wanted to turn his frown upside down. One of my customers had tickets to a big sports game that evening, and for personal reasons, they couldn't go. Out of the kindness of their heart, they gave me their two tickets, good tickets, in the lunch boxes that came with access to the free food and tent vendors and included parking passes. God is just so cool in using people like that, kind customers, to bless others and cheer them up. It was great to see my brother smile again. One of my colleagues, Jason, had a moment with God after watching The Hobbit with his family. After the movie was over, he asked his 8-year-old son, Roy, what he had learned. Roy began to think out loud about one of the main characters. A lot of change happened in Thorne's life. He started out kind of bad and good, then he was all good, then all bad, and at the end, he was good again. So you can make mistakes in your life and still be good. Still be a hero. Imagine how God feels when we, as his children, realize that we can receive his gift of grace and make a difference regardless of our pasts. Greg is another coworker, said he saw God working as he was packing a lunch. I was making my lunch and I put salt and vinegar kettle chips in it. I love those. Do you know what it hit me? God didn't have to give us crunch. We get nourishment from soup and all other soft things, but he gave us foods with texture. It is such a blessing to have texture, crunch, and pop into your life. Kettle chips are nourishing and fun at the same time, and it is something small to delight in. It was a profound moment in my morning, realizing that God creates these little things that he didn't have to. Colors, music, texture, jokes. It was a reminder for me to look for those small things, to thank God for everywhere I can find them. And that is so important that we see God within everything we see and we do. God is the same forever. God cares about the small details thousands of years ago, continues to care about little things now, and he'll keep on caring. In a take about seeing God's presence in the ordinary, author Sharon Brown talked about why the story of Moses and the burning bush is so powerful, beyond the awesome fact that God spoke to Moses through a bush. She explained it a little like this. It wasn't uncommon in the desert climate for bushes to catch fire. Moses could have just brushed it off, but he took the time to look and notice the unusual part that the brush was not being consumed. God didn't speak to him until he saw that Moses had stopped and truly looked. Just as the burning bush could have been seen as commonplace instead of spectacular and magnificent, run-of-the-mill things in our lives may turn into something amazing. God can use a kettle chips, a shower, a movie, a commercial, a book, or anything we experience on a daily basis to speak to us or remind us how awesome He is. God is working. We just have to stop, look, and notice. And that is a big reminder for me that truly love, God is everywhere, and all we have to do is go to Him or invite Him in. And I'm going to finish up with a little story, which kind of a cute story, and it brings it together a little bit. And this story is about a man goes to a barber shop. I don't know if you heard it or not, but if you have heard it before, you're gonna hear it again. A man went to a barber shop to have his haircut and his beard trimmed. As the barber began to work, they began to have a good conversation and talked about so many things and various subjects. When they eventually touched on the subject of God, the barber said, "I don't believe that God exists." "Why do you say that?" asked the customer. "Well, you just have to go out in the street to realize that God does not exist. Tell me, if God exists, would there be so many sick people? Would there be people and children out without homes and everything? If God exists, there would be neither suffering or pain. I can't imagine that loving God would allow all of these things." The customer thought for a moment but didn't respond because he didn't want to start an argument. And I think he didn't want to have a bad haircut either. To argue with the barber, not a good idea. The barber finished his job and the customer left the shop. Just after he left the barber shop, he saw a man in the street with long, stringy, dirty hair and untrimmed beard. He looked dirty and unkempt. The customer turned back and entered the barber shop again. And he said to the barber, "You know what? Barbers do not exist." "How can you say that?" asked the surprised barber. "I am here. I am a barber and I just worked on you." "No," the customer exclaimed, "barbers do not exist because if they did, there would be no people with dirty hair and untrimmed beards like that man outside." "Oh, but barbers do exist. That's what happens when people do not come to me." "Exactly," affirmed the customer. "That is the point. God too does exist. Because people do not look to God for help is why there is so much pain and suffering in the world. So may we always look for God in his small and big things. Amen."
Yeah.